In the WRHI News Center, I'm Tyler Cobb. Nearly 100 people gathered and voiced their concerns regarding the potential of banned or restricted books in the York County Library.
I want a world where parents join their children in reading and talking about tough topics instead of threatening the rights of other parents.
That's one of the handful of residents that spoke at the most recent York County Library Board meeting. Multiple Facebook posts by different groups and parents wanted a call to action to voice opposition against proposed discriminatory policy changes that would move children's and young adult books with LGBTQ plus content to the adult section.
By restricting access to books, you are not protecting children and teens, as other speakers have said. You're damaging them. Homosexuality is not shameful, not obscene.
In the past few months, counties have faced similar issues like Greenville, with a lawsuit being filed alleging widespread removal and restriction of books with LGBTQ plus themes. A man who called himself a reasonable conservative had this to say on the issue.
And it's my view that this is a contentious issue. I do not want to ban books, and book banning is ridiculous, is wrong. But I do think in this case, when it's very contentious, I think that the board, the library board, is working with some wisdom here to say, let's not ban them, let's not make them available, but let's put them in an area, an adult area, where sexualized discussions are more appropriate.
While no action was taken out of executive session on any policies, sources with WRHI say that frequent visitors to the monthly meetings led them to believe that a decision may or may not have been made soon. A spokesperson with the library says these meetings have had a number of people show up and speak the last 3 months.